At a meeting of the Transportation Development Association in Middleton, State Department of Transportation Assistant Secretary Mike Berg told the road builders that while the state will spend about $1 billion in contracted road work next year, there will be fewer tax dollars to pay for it. That's because 90% of those funds come from gas tax and registration fees, which are not increasing because people just aren't driving as much.
And when they are, they're using much more fuel-efficient vehicles, which is a good thing. But it causes less revenue to come in based on the gas tax. We're growing older as a demographic, and we're having less vehicles purchased. And so those two funding streams are very flat, and yet the needs of our transportation system continue to grow.
The road builders also received an update on a soon-to-be-released set of recommendations from the Transportation Finance Commission. Commission member Marty Hansen told them in addition to a gas tax hike, there will also be a proposal for a mileage fee that each car owner would pay based on their annual odometer reading when renewing their car registration.
We as a nation are going to have to move more to this usage base. Certainly you can make the argument that the heavy trucks cause more degradation to the system physically, but certainly whether you're driving a hybrid or an electric car or SUV, you're occupying space on that system and creates a space problem.
Hansen also called on road builders and local officials to lobby hard for passing a constitutional amendment to segregate road building dollars and prevent governors and legislators from raiding the transportation fund to fill other holes in the budget. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.